Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
As we approach the end of 1 Samuel 19, verses 18 to 24, we have a stunning scene. David, under constant threat, fled Saul's court to Samuel at Ramah. 12 times Saul had attempted to kill David just in chapters 18 and 19, and would seek to do it again. Knowing Saul would soon be privy to his location, they moved to Naoth, a town nearby where a school of prophets lived. When Saul's men came to apprehend him, quote, "The Spirit of God came upon the messengers of Saul, and they also prophesied," verse 20. Neutralized by the power of the word and the spirit, a second and third group of escorts followed, but all fell under the same influence. Quote, "When Saul was told, he went there to Naoth," verses 21 and 23. And, to our amazement, we read, quote, "Then the Spirit of God was upon him also, and he went on and prophesied until he came to Naoth in Ramah," verse 23. What do we make of this? Clearly, the people in his day were shocked as well. Incredulously, they asked, quote, "Is Saul also among the prophets?" Verse 24. He certainly wasn't the type. Like Balaam in the Old Testament, Numbers 23 and 24, and Caiaphas in the New, John 11, verses 49 to 52, Saul, stripped of his royal robes and prostrated, 1 Samuel 19, 24, demonstrates the peril of, quote, "the natural man, who does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned," 1 Corinthians 2:14. Here he proves that, although men may disobey God's word, none can diminish its power. Temporarily falling under the Spirit's influence, Saul would be unchanged even by this, and before long continued to hunt for David. How crucial it is to allow the Spirit of God to use the Word of God to change us daily to become more like the Son of God.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.